We're on time tonight. Welcome to 49ers After Dark. We're your hosts, Grant Cohn, Jesse Naylor. The name of the show is the number one reason the 49ers have made it this far. I think Jesse and I are going to disagree on this topic, but we're not going to start there. We're going to start with Jimmy Garoppolo, the quarterback of the team, the topic that is dividing the fan base. So let's jump right in with Glee. Why is this topic dividing the fan base?
Grant, I've really been trying to rack my brain on this one because it just seems to be getting worse and worse as the 49ers get closer and closer to possibly winning a Super Bowl, which should be bringing the fan base together, right? But it's not. Yeah, no. And so here's what I'm gathering from the arguments. You've got one side of the group that's like, listen, the 49ers are winning. It shouldn't matter why or what's going on. The 49ers are winning, and that's where they want to leave it. Stats don't matter, none of that. And then you've got another group that's like, well, you're giving Jimmy credit for winning this. He's the weak link.
Yeah.
And ultimately, what I've come to is both are actually true. Mm-hmm. And nobody wants to admit it. So Jimmy does win. Regardless of what we want to say, the team wins when Jimmy plays. Whether it's because they had third string quarterbacks in there or what the reasoning is, it doesn't matter. Jimmy does win. But the flip side is he's also the weak link of the team. I think both are true. And here's what I mean by that. If you go up and down this team, running back, pass catchers, offensive line, defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs, all of those units rank above average to elite. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Garoppolo is average, meaning he is still
maybe
the weak link technically.
Maybe that's why he wins, Jesse. I don't know. Maybe that's why he wins, because every freaking position group on this team is above average to elite. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's a theory. It's a theory of mine, but I can't really. I don't have any advanced.
You can't pinpoint it. Great. You can't pinpoint. You can't say inkling. That. I mean, he wins.
I would call it an inkling. Look, here's why I think he's divided the fan base. I mean, I think there is some fans that are doing this kind of like, I think it's something to get followers on Twitter. The whole Jimmy Garoppolo is better than you think, and I'm Jimmy Garoppolo's biggest. I don't think anyone likes Jimmy Garoppolo. I think even the people who defend him the strongest on Twitter, it's just an act, and a pose, a stance to take to be different or to whatever, to get followers. And like you've seen people go from 400 followers to 4,000 followers in a few months just doing that. But I think no one really enjoys watching Jimmy Garoppolo play court. No one. People enjoy defending him, but no one enjoys actually watching him play. And that's why the week this season by far that I had the most views on YouTube. And this is a season that's I've had very good views the entire time. I'm having good views right now because they're in the NFC Championship game. By far the most views of any week. Can you guess?
Some sort of Jimmy Garoppolo.
Texans week. Lance. You know why? Because Lance played. Niner fans have Jimmy fatigue. And some Niner fans feel it's their duty to defend him. And some Niner fan analysts think that they can make it to the top by defending him, or it's their way of standing out. But everyone's tired of him. And the idea of moving on tantalizes everyone, especially the fan base. And I guess that upsets some fans. But let's be honest, deep down, this is what every Niner fan is waiting for. And I think it's just kind of like if Niner fans are being honest, even now during this run, they're kind of like, I'd enjoy this more if Trey Lance was out there. I think most Niner fans feel that.
Can I ask you a genuine question right now?
Yeah.
Nobody's watching, just you and I.
Uh-huh.
If you worked for the Press Democrat still, could you talk the way that you do about Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes. They left me alone for a large part at the Press Democrat. Now, I was never a full-time employee. And I'm not a full-time employee of Sports Illustrated. I'm an independent contractor, which to me is the dream. Some people feel like you want to get that job. I feel like you want to be your own boss. So one of the nice things about being an independent contractor and having associations with companies, but being my own boss is I can say what I want to say. I feel like there's a lot of pressure. Like I've noticed that certain organizations, everyone has the same opinion on the quarterback with the Niners top down. Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird? I'm not going to name names, but it's like, if you've been following this, you notice that certain organizations, everyone's in lockstep with, you know, this was the right call to go with or whatever. It's like, really? You guys can't disagree at your spot? That's kind of weird.
I think that's a big point too, right? I think that there's obviously if you're a fan of this team, you follow somebody, whether that's Grant, whether that's, you know, whoever, there's somebody that you follow that you ride with. And I think that there's a split amongst some of the journalists of the team, and probably more so are leaning on the Jimmy side. And I think that people follow that and they go, well, I mean, all the favorite people that I follow and read are talking about how good he is and throwing up numbers and saying this. Yet I've got a few that are saying the opposite. Those few have got to be wrong. They're trying to stir up drama. I think that's a big contention part of it as well.
I think what I could come back to is I don't understand what he does well. I think he's not a good quarterback, especially in the playoffs. And I asked Kyle Shanahan. What did I ask him today? Oh, I forgot. No. Well, okay, why did he throw the ball away? That was what I asked him. Why does he throw the ball away? And Kyle's like, well, you know, he's so aggressive. And his aggressive plays get you these big plays. I'm thinking, first of all, he's not that aggressive. There's a stat on Next Gen Stats, aggressive percentage. Like how often you're throwing into tight windows. He's 18th. And he's not. That's the issue with Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not particularly aggressive. He doesn't even throw that much. And he still throws a ton of picks. So God love Kyle Shanahan for trying to pump up his quarterback because that's his job. And that's what Jim Harbaugh would do. Like, I'm not faulting Kyle for saying that, but it's not even true. It's not even true. No, he's grasping his straws.
No, it's not true at all. And yeah, I mean, I think you bring up a good point. I genuinely think that some people who cover the team, write for the team, are aspiring to cover the team.
Yeah.
Maybe that's even worse.
Yeah.
Where they feel like they can't step across the quote unquote company line because they won't be picked up by anybody. So I think there's something also to that. I really think
there's something in the fact that I've staked my claim so hard on the Trey Lance side that, and I'm pretty big. I'd say toot my own horn.
Beep, if you know what I mean.
In this small pond, I'm pretty big. I think a lot of people feel like there's an opportunity to go head up against me and be like, oh, Grant says this. Let me say the opposite. Maybe that's how I look at it. I think that's part of it. This other part is very corporate. The people who've already made it, who are pumping up Jimmy Garoppolo, that to me is just shameless. But whatever. I mean, he'll be gone, and then they'll do the same thing for Trey Lance and pretend like they never said any of the stuff they said this year. I mean, that's how that'll go.
Of course it will. Yeah, that's how that'll go. I feel it.
And so really the reason this is dividing, the Jimmy Garoppolo topic is dividing the fan base, is because 49ers traded for Trey Lance. I mean, this was inevitable. This was inevitable. I don't know what fans thought was going to happen or what the team thought was going to happen, keeping this together for 1 year. But I think, look, even if they win a Super Bowl, I don't see how you keep this together another year. It's very uncomfortable. Maybe the lack of comfort is what's pushing them to the Super Bowl. I don't know. Maybe it's good. Creative tension.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I want to throw this out there as well, because it seems like the national media guys that really have no ties to the team, or just other people from other fan bases that obviously have no ties to the team, they tend to side with your way of thinking on Jimmy, like your thought process. So, I mean, take that for what it is. You believe it, whatever you want to believe. But for me, like that tells me something.
I was doing a radio hit with a station up in Seattle. They called me up, and that guy was like, you know, I was watching that this Packers game with the Niners, and I finally had the realization Jimmy's awful. And they started laughing. I mean, I think that's kind of how the rest of the country feels.
Yeah.
I don't think that another team is looking at Jimmy right now and thinking that his value is going up. The perception around the league right now is that Jimmy's playing remarkably poorly for a quarterback who's still alive. And that just shows you how freaking good the Niners are. I think that's the perception.
Yeah, I don't buy this first round pick. There's no way. If they get a first round pick, more power to you. I don't see it.
Throw to Juwan Jennings over the middle was one of the most talented throws he's ever seen in his life. Like, wow, he's really landing on thick. He's doing his full Jim Harbaugh impression. Man, that's the kind of stuff Jim Harbaugh would say. But dude, it was a 10-yard pass. Yeah, he moved a little bit. He took a shot. Are you kidding me, man? That is such an insult to Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes and Dan Marino and Steve Young and Joe Montana and every quarterback ever who's made so many better throws than that. Wow. 10-yard throw while sliding a little bit
and taking a hit. Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes made 5 better throws than that in the final 2 minutes of their game the other night.
Look, I love Kyle for doing that, and I've gotten on him in the past for not doing that. He's finally doing it. I wonder, like, does he mean it? Were they lovers in like a 2-year spat? Have they like finally are they having like kind of like a reunion now that they've won 9 of 11? I wonder, because Kyle doesn't lie very well. And all of a sudden, he's like effusively praising this guy. He's like, are you guys getting back together? That's, don't get back together. I don't know.
I have a theory. I have a theory actually on what's going on right there. So I think the honesty of the situation is pulling everybody together because they all know what it actually is. Yeah. Jimmy knows this is his last stand. Sure. Shanahan knows it's last stand. Everybody on the team understands exactly what it is. So there's no reason to lie about it. There's no reason to get upset about it. We all know what it is. And so let's just go out there and do what we can do. It's over after this.
I like that. True Sav Comedy says, Jim is that guy in the office who buys you lunch and doesn't participate in office drama, but he forgets to turn in reports and makes your life more difficult, but you forgive him because he's nice.
These metaphors are getting so out of hand. It's so good.
Well, Mina Kim stole my metaphor that he's the dude in the group project who doesn't do anything, but he gets he celebrates the A with you. He's like the guy who comes in for the group project and like brings donuts and coffee. And he's like, hey guys, I just want to help out, want to be a help, want to do stuff, want to be here, but doesn't help at all.
Yeah. But maybe he gets behind you and like kind of pats you on the shoulder, like, yeah, that looks really good. Yeah, no, really I agree.
Good. Yeah. Good. Yeah, absolutely. And somehow he's just charming you into doing all the work because
and then they have him present because he's the good looking one. So
we need to get behind we need to get behind Jimmy and hope he doesn't screw up too bad. I don't do that.
Oh, for sure. You don't have to get behind anybody. You're not a fan. I'm behind it because I want them to win the Super Bowl, of course. Yeah. So we as fans definitely have to get behind him.
People want football heroes to brag about or hate. Jimmy Garoppolo is just an easy target as he entered the league being compared to Brady, and he will never be Tom Brady. He's an easy target. He's the quarterback of the 49ers. Maybe some people are young or haven't. Colin Kaepernick got a lot of criticism. Alex Smith got a ton of criticism. Jeff Garcia, Steve Young. It comes with the freaking territory. And you know what? It's coming for Trey. And if he doesn't like it, go play quarterback for the Lions or Jaguars. Because it's like being quarterback for the 49ers is like being a center for the Lakers or being a shortstop for the Yankees. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of history here. And if you don't want to be compared to those people, then step aside.
Yep. No, it's a very good point. There's going to be a lot of heat in the kitchen.
Go Niners, but my God, haven't we seen enough? This spreadsheet is spreading crap. His video today was gross. Jimmy's not a precision passer. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the spreadsheet is. Jimmy's not a precision passer. Well, I mean, I thought he hit, was it Adrian Amos? That was precise. what do you trust more? McVay learning more in 6 losses or DeMeco learning more in 3 games? Who showed more improvements? Oh, God. Oh,
this is not even close. This is not even close.
Now, to be fair, I think the Rams issue is it is partially schematic. No question. They're pretty vanilla. Right. But I think it's mostly personnel. Like, their offensive line is soft. Their running backs are liabilities. Their defense is like 100% built to stop the pass. Sorry, you don't match up well.
This isn't a topic, but who do you think has more pressure on them, the 49ers or the Rams? And why? Because I think both teams have a lot of pressure. I really do.
I think the Rams. I think the Niners are working with house money, man. They should have lost last week. God himself came down and blocked that. People credit it to Jordan Willis, but I was there. It was God. He came down, and he's a Niners fan, apparently, and he wanted the Niners to move on. So, really, I mean, they would have lost in Green Bay had it not been for divine intervention. So, I think the Niners are playing with house money. I mean, no one expected them to be this far. They were 3-5. The Rams, are you going to lose 3 times in a row? The only reason you're not going to go to the Super Bowl series is because you couldn't beat the Niners once. Seattle beat them twice. Arizona beat them twice. You couldn't beat them once, though. Not once. 3 tries. Not once in 3 tries? That's embarrassing. I think there's a lot of pressure on them.
I do. I think there's pressure on both teams. I think the reason that there's pressure on the 49ers, though, is because they are 6-0. One win. All it takes is one right here. The Rams get it. All the previous 6 mean nothing. Literally nothing after this. So that's a lot of pressure, too.
J-Rod 5 says, should have started the kid. Oh, man. I should have made it. I should have
printed
the shirt that said start the kid and then been able to later print the shirt that says should have started the kid. # But it's a missed opportunity. Rodgers couldn't get yards points when he needed to, and Jimmy did. To say he does nothing is inaccurate. He's been clutch when he needed him to be. I can't with the clutch. Or the way I look at it is that Kyle Shanahan had things he could go to with the game on the line, and Matt LaFleur didn't. I mean, really, what Jimmy Garoppolo had to do was throw a 5-yard pass to George Kittle, who was wide open, and then a 5-yard pass to Debo Samuel, who was wide open right in front of him. Now, he made the passes. And he didn't choke like he did at the end of the Cowboys game with the quarterback sneak. But really, like, that was Kyle's moment. Kyle had all these plays that he hadn't called before. Debo Texas route out of the backfield, that was new. He hadn't called that before. He saved it for the very end. So to me, that was a testament to Kyle and really an indictment of LaFleur. LaFleur didn't help Rodgers out at all. Kyle has been helping Jimmy out his entire career. So that's the way I look at it. I mean, are we really going to sit here and say that Jimmy's better than Aaron Rodgers? Is that what you want to do? I mean, Rodgers played a terrible game, but he also had one receiver to throw to and a running back. He had two guys, Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams, who's no one else he could throw to, and a head coach who is clueless. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers retired tomorrow, that coach would be out of a job and in gear.
Oh, absolutely. And Packer fans are wanting this, which is crazy to me. It's going to get dark after Rodgers leaves. But I'll say this. Let's operate under the assumption that you're right, that Rodgers flubbed it and blew it. Just because he blew it doesn't make what Jimmy did clutch. Like, that's not – they're completely opposite from each other, completely opposite. I don't care. Throwing a four-yard pass and a five-yard pass under zero circumstances to wide-open receivers is never clutch. Never. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Will Debo have a long career or be like Terrell Davis? Well, I don't know if he's going to be like Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis was a victim of 1990s ACL surgery technology not being too great. But anytime you're a running back, your career shortens. So, yeah.
And he's 20. I mean, he's 26 years old. Debo's old.
But he really hasn't carried the ball a ton of times. It's not like they're giving him 15, 16 carries a game. But they gave him how many against Green Bay in 10? What was it? And he lived off in the final one. So Samuel, thank you very much. Jesse Keneal says, Jesse tweeted that if Jimmy wins the Super Bowl, he can stay next year. I'm shocked. Jimmy will be loved forever if we win, but he must go, Trey Area 2022.
Let me be clear about this. I think Jimmy's gone either way, and I would prefer Jimmy to go. But if the 49ers win a Super Bowl, my point was, I don't give a crap what they do. I don't care. I don't care. Like, they won a Super Bowl. That's all I care about right now. Just win the Super Bowl.
Also, it's really unfair to Trey to say, yeah, we just won the Super Bowl, but we're getting rid of Jimmy, and now it's your turn, and let's go win another one. It's like, really? We're going to win the Super Bowl this year? It's my first year? You didn't trust me at all last year, but now we're going to win the Super Bowl? I mean, that's, I think, I was talking about this, I forget with who, last couple of days, the Carson Wentz thing in Philly. Like, Nick Foles won the Super Bowl. Of course, he's not as good as Carson Wentz, but he won the Super Bowl, and the fan base was emotionally invested in him. And when Wentz came back, they were like, okay, yeah, that's fine, but you better be better, and you better win the freaking Super Bowl. And he did, and there was a lot of angst. And so I think what the Niners are kind of hoping is that, you know, there would be, like, eventually Jimmy would open the door, and fans would be actually wanting Trey to take over, but the locker room isn't there right now. Fan base isn't there right now. I mean, my viewers on YouTube clearly would like Trey Lance to take over, but that's a particular segment of the population.
Yeah. Well, somebody, I forget who it was. I think it was a bigger publication had posted, do you want the 49ers to move on from Jimmy regardless? Should it be Trey or Jimmy next year if Jimmy wins the Super Bowl? It's like 80% said they wanted Trey. So
God chased down Aaron Jones in a Tart jersey. True. So God physically inhabited multiple players in this game. It was Tart, Jimmy Ward, Jordan Willis. I think Talanoa Funga was like the recipient of mana from the heavens. I mean, he was just chilling in the baller game right there. But like those three for sure. Jordan, I mean, the special team, God works in mysterious ways. He's not going to go through the stars. No. Two safeties and a backup the end. I love that, man. God. I don't know if it was something the Niners did right or something the Packers did wrong or God's totally arbitrary, but there was something different about that game. I don't care. I don't care is what I believe. Can't tell
me nothing. It was magical to say the least. Can't
tell me nothing. The Music City Miracle was nothing compared to that. Nothing. Fair, but Aaron had MVS open up the middle and all he had to do was hit a 10-yard throw to win the game and he threw into double coverage.
It wasn't a 10-yard throw. It was closer to 20 and he looked like you. The play. See, this is, here's the problem that I have when people watch film or see these things, right? And people do it to Jimmy. They did it to Trey. And I've got to check people on this a little bit. People assume because a player's wide open that they were missed. That's not always the case. You, as a quarterback, you cannot see the whole field at one time. The play to me was clearly to go to Devontae Adams. And the reason I know that is because he hikes the ball, immediately looks left because there's one safety. What's he trying to do? He's trying to hold that safety so he can hit Devontae. And the 49ers didn't go for it. They doubled Devontae and the play didn't work out. Like, also, players run wide open on every play.
Also, Rodgers didn't play well in this game. I mean, he didn't play. He was bad in the game. He had 18. His QBR was 18. He was legitimately bad in the game. So, I don't know. He should have hit that throw.
The other argument is even if he should have hit the throw, it doesn't make what Jimmy did better. That's not the way that works, in my opinion, anyways.
Yeah, and MVS didn't play. If we win this Sunday and we win the Super Bowl, we will have one at SoFi Stadium four times this year. Chargers preseason, Niners own that stadium. And that win over the Chargers in preseason was big. It set the tone for the whole SoFi experience. People say preseason doesn't matter. I believe the X factor of this game is the sixth man. God, the sixth man? Niners already have the 12th man. What are we talking here, man? Niners already have the psychological edge over the Rams. Niners fans taking over Sophia. Is that what it's called now? Is demoralizing. It is demoralizing. I mean, it's a rivalry. Yeah. It's like if Seahawks fans could take over Levi's or vice versa.
Oh, if the 49ers win in that stadium, that's, oh my gosh, forever will be just a black eye on it.
JB, that's it, says Jesse Grant. Much love, bro. Keep being the voice. Thank you. We'll get back to the comments in a second, but we're going to get back to our show. Okay, let's talk about the number one reason the Niners have made it this far. Jesse, what do you think it is?
Why don't you go first on this one? Because I think I know where you're going with this one. I want to see if I'm right.
All right. Well, to me, all year I've been saying, man, it's this switch of Debo from wide receiver to running back. I mean, they're undefeated when he carries the ball six times. But to me, I mean, you can win with your running game, and he's been a total game changer. But usually a running game is a complement to a defense. And we don't talk about it that much, but really I think since that Arizona game, when they gave up 31 to Colt McCoy, that was embarrassing. Since then, they have been, I don't know what the numbers are, but they seem like they're the best defense in the league. They seem like not only are they strong against everything, but they force multiple turnovers a game. And these turnovers are offsetting Jimmy's mistakes and winning games for the Niners. The Niners have forced 17 turnovers on defense since week 10. That's a crazy stat, considering they only had 5 through week 9. 17 through week 10, and it's important because this year the Niners are 1-4 when their defense doesn't force a turnover. So it's like their offense is so consistently mistake prone that their defense has to force a turnover for the Niners to win. And the second half of the season plus, they've done it consistently, which is hard to do, right? I mean, it's hard to do. So I would have to say the defense with these turnovers is the number one reason. And now in this last game, special teams getting into the act, the turnovers forced, the takeaways.
Okay. So I thought you were in a zig. You totally zagged. So, but I agree with you. It's the defense.
Yeah.
But in particular, it's D'Amico Ryans. So I'm going to throw out some stats at you here. So the 49ers defense has allowed 2 300-yard passers all season long, including the playoffs, 19 games, 2 300-yard passers. You think about the quarterbacks.
Damn, who was that? Rodgers faced, and Colt McCoy.
It was not Rodgers. Okay. It was Burrow, and it was Burrow. Goff.
Goff. Yes. Okay.
Week 1.
So week one, mm-hmm. when the team was like, you know, none of the, okay, it's week one when you were rusty, and then Burrow, who's a hell of a player. He's got Jamar Chase. Okay, fair.
Yeah.
And that was so an overtime game. That was an overtime game.
It was an overtime game.
Right.
Absolutely right. Eight times they've held teams under 20 points. In the NFL today, to hold teams under 20 points is a major feat. They did it both playoff games, by the way, both road playoff games against the number one offense and an offense led by Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's extremely impressive. If their defense, Grant, was a quarterback, they would have the least amount of passing yards in the league for any quarterback that started 17 games. Wow. 3,510 passing yards is all they gave up all year. You consider the injuries they had in that secondary. We talked about how bad it was, and it got ugly for a minute. But only allowing 3,510 yards without is extremely Jason impressive. Without Jason Verrett. Without your number one. Yep.
It's crazy, man. Without Robert Saleh, right? Who I made a huge deal about.
Robert Saleh. Yes. Wow. Yeah. I'll ask you a question. Do you think 2021 D'Amico is better than 2019 Robert Saleh, yes or no?
Oh, that's a it's tough to say. Well, let me answer it with a question. Do you think 2021 D'Amico would let the last 7 minutes of the Super Bowl happen?
Nope. I don't know.
You know what? But hold on though. Mm-hmm. He hasn't faced Patrick Mahomes yet. All right. So let's see. It's because Robert Saleh did a great job against Aaron Rodgers too. You know, let's see what D'Amico does against Mahomes. People forgetting that Mahomes is on the horizon. I know Niner fans are wishing they get Joe Burrow. I've seen a lot of that. I want to face the Bengals. Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah. That's a whole different thing. Like Rodgers and his old ass, like that's not the same. Dak is not the same. This is the I don't know about their defense, but they can go toe-to-toe with the weapons the Niners have for sure. And their quarterback is just a little bit better than Jimmy.
I'll say this. I think 2020 D'Amico, 2020 Saleh was better than 2019 Saleh with what he had to work with. Right. But I also think that there is something to it, and you talked about it a lot. I think Richard Sherman really did hold back that defense. There was nothing they could do. They had to sit in cover three and cover four all game long.
Been trying to say that. Now that you just get him out of there and replace him with Dante Johnson, how ironic is that? I mean, obviously, Henry Thomas is good, but he doesn't play, and it's Dante, and they're still doing the same exact stuff they've been doing all year. Wow. D'Amico. Wow. Really good. Also, Chris Kocurek probably makes any defensive coordinator's job a lot better. Easier.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Steve says, Grant, I think the Niners' biggest weakness here could be overconfidence. Seems to be coming from players, and the fan base is oozing with it. Have you sensed it from the players?
I haven't sensed it from the players, no. From the fan base, who cares what the fan base thinks?
Yeah, Steve, I'm interested to know what you're pointing to. Like, what makes you feel – where you sense that from? Because I'm not disagreeing with you at all. I'm looking for things like that too. Niners win Super Bowl equals they dictate the offseason. Says Karan. What do you mean, buddy? They dictate the offseason. You're 8 steps ahead of me, man. I'm not that smart. I'm not that clever. You think LA would have gone into Green Bay and won there with Stafford in those conditions and history there? No. Yeah. Probably because they have Aaron Donald and Von Miller. Unless you can run the ball like the Niners, you're really screwed against the Rams. I don't know.
I personally said whoever won that game. I said the Green Bay 49er game was the NFC Championship. So
I think the Rams would win the Super Bowl if it wasn't for the Niners. You really have to be committed to running the ball. Otherwise, Aaron Donald will beat you. He will beat you. Mm-hmm. If you're a pass-first team, good luck. That's a hell of a – I mean, Jalen Ramsey and Von Miller too – damn, good luck with that. And the Niners are just like, well, we don't have to even engage that. We're going to play on our terms. No other team does that.
Yeah, they could have gone Jalen Ramsey heads up with Davante Adams and said, all right, beat us elsewhere. So who knows?
Yeah.
It's been a good game.
Rams match up really well with everyone except the 49ers. It's hilarious.
It's because all these teams are built to stop the pass and the 49ers just don't pass.
Well, that's really smart. That's really smart on their part. I got to give them credit for that. You think LA would have gone into Green Bay and, oh, sorry, I just keep reading the same things. Hafunga looks like Jesus. Coincidence? I think not. Thank you. Thank you. I'm just saying. We can't rule it out. You can't rule it out. You know what I'm saying? It's an enigma. I need an apology for Tom Compton. You disgraced your IQ. He's really bad in this last game, though. He was tough.
He was not very good. There is a big Tom Compton crowd, though. I get him in my chats as well. I love it.
Kyle is like he still has these old school right tackles who are good at run blocking, but cannot pass protect to save their lives. It's like, could you just get another left tackle, put in a right tackle?
That's why he has George Kittle.
Exactly. Mish and Jesse are the best shows on Grant's channel. They're great. What are the chances that D'Amico Ryans is one and done as DC and off to a head coaching job?
Man, just to be honest, I mean, let's call a spade a spade. It's really hard for black coaches to get hired. It just is. So
unfortunately, because he does have the Mike Vrabel resume, but people look at it more skeptically. I do think that it comes down to who he can bring as an offensive coordinator. And a problem for him is I don't think he can bring Mike McDaniel.
Because McDaniel's looking for a head coaching job himself.
Yeah, I think McDaniel would go there would go with him if he doesn't get a head coaching job, because for him it would be a step up because he would call plays and he can't call plays here. But for the Niners, they can say, we don't allow that. It's not technically a promotion.
That's true, which is a big reason maybe why they promoted him. But yeah, I would say that. And also, I was talking with a couple guys on my show yesterday, Marco and Rohan, and I forget which one brought it up, so I apologize, guys. But one of them brought up a point that maybe D'Amico, like, he's going through this process, but ultimately this is only his first year as a coordinator, and maybe he decides not to take a job ultimately.
No, which I disagree.
You don't think so? You don't think that's possible?
No, you strike while the iron's hot. You never know where your stock's going to be next year. Nick Bosa could get hurt. Everyone could get hurt. Your team could be down. Your stock could be down. Also, as you pointed out, black coach, odds are against you. Got to strike while the iron's hot. And defensive coach, odds are against you. They're looking for offensive coaches. So no. I mean, you saw Saleh jump at the first opportunity he got.
For sure. But year one, I don't know. I thought it was worth thinking about.
That's what Kyle would do, in my opinion. Like, oh, right, man, right. My dad's Mike. Everyone knows true. I'm the hottest dude on, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to wait until I get total control and a 6-year contract. And, you know what I'm saying? You can do that.
For sure.
D'Amico, and maybe he can. Maybe I'm selling him short. Jimmy Garoppolo, trade value won't matter when you lose and blame him. But Niner fans are pretty convinced that they're going to win the Super Bowl right now, so I don't think they're going there.
Yeah, I don't. Kansas City's tough.
Kyle said Rams know all our tricks. Imagine if we ran Trey in the Jimmy package. Rams are 100% preparing for Jimmy and his short throws. No, when Kyle said that the Rams know his tricks, what he was really saying is he knows the Rams trick. The Niners don't do any tricks against the Rams. It's really just run the ball and they can't stop it.
It's so true. You're so right about that. And I had this epiphany. I'm like, what if they make the Super Bowl and Trey comes out and starts, like, just total mind F on everybody? He starts the game. Not saying he finishes it, but how funny would
Kyle's
that be?
Like, look, it was a cool story and all, but we're playing Patrick Mahomes. Sorry. I mean, we're gonna need more than freaking 13 points in this game. Sorry. Like, they got 13 against, hold on. So they got 13 against Green Bay, 7 came from special teams. They got 6 points in Green Bay. And then in Dallas, they got 23, but 7 came off the turnover that led to the Babe Ruth calling of the shot by Deebo Samuel that Jimmy wasn't a part of. I mean, really, he helped him get to like 16 points. So, I mean, he's at about 22 points right now for the postseason. Like, at a certain point, they're going to have to score, unless they can just hold, you know, the Rams to 13 points and the Chiefs as well. But I think the Chiefs, if they have a rematch with the Chiefs are going to score. I don't know.
Do you think Jimmy's due, or do you think this is just who Jimmy is?
No, he's hurt and he stinks in the playoffs. I'm sorry. He hasn't had one good game in the playoffs yet.
You're right. Ever. Like, not a single good game. It's so ever. True.
Yeah. He wins. But I mean, is he due? Like,
It's funny because I had this back and forth with Croc about it actually on his show. He was talking about Jimmy's clutch and he brought up a bunch of regular season numbers. I'm like, hold on a second.
Exactly. Yeah.
You're talking about regular season. You're trying to sell him like he's Robert Horry or Derek Fisher. Those guys cut their chops in the playoffs. He has not done it one time. And if you want to give him the Green Bay game, technically he's had 3 opportunities. Dallas blew it. Super Bowl blew it. If you want to give them the Green Bay game where they chose to run on 3rd and 7 when they weren't field goal range, sure, go ahead. By all means, I'll give it to you.
I mean, he hits the 2 throws. That's great. They were really easy throws. And on 3rd and 7, they ran the damn ball. They ran the damn ball on 3rd and 7 because Jimmy's that clutch. Because Jimmy's so freaking clutch. They took the. All I know is in Dallas the week before, he couldn't execute a shift on 4th and 1 for a quarterback sneak. That's how clutch he is to me. And what did Kyle say afterward? Kyle looks excited. Well, that doesn't sound like a guy who's clutch. Clutch people don't get excited. Clutch people have ice in their veins. Clutch people are calm, cool, and collected. That dude was like, "Hike!" Oh, I forgot. Oh, that's the rule. I knew that. But I'm just saying, nah, I don't buy that. He's going to have to prove that. I'm not saying he's not, but he hasn't proven that yet.
Yeah, he has the clutch gene. He doesn't have the skill set to execute it because he's cool as a cucumber, but he just is. He's just not a good football player in a lot of those situations because he just doesn't have the arm strength. And
airmailed freaking Emmanuel Sanders. Like, that was that was like the Carlton miss in Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know what I mean? Give me the ball. I'm the hero. I throw it over the backboard. Oh, time's over. And that's how bad he missed. Sorry. It was the Carlton miss. Really wanted to be the hero there, huh? That's why Kyle never calls those throws anymore. Are you kidding? Are you kidding? If Jimmy wins a Super Bowl, is he considered a 49er great? Good question. A lot of people say yes.
Yeah, it is a good question. A few weeks ago, we talked about what his legacy is, and somebody brought up a super chat, and it was perfect. His legacy right now is the Super Bowl miss to Emmanuel Sanders. So if they win, does that change things? I would assume so.
Yeah, it's crazy. He'll be right up there with Steve Young because he won a Super Bowl. But to me, if you put Jeff Garcia on this team, the Niners would be scoring 30 points a game. If you put Alex Smith on this team, they wouldn't be scoring 30 points a game, but they wouldn't turn the ball over, and they would be winning comfortably, putting teams away early. You put Colin Kaepernick on this team, again, they wouldn't be turning the ball over, and they would score a lot of points. I mean, the fact that Jimmy makes that every game has to go down to the wire, despite the fact that, as you pointed out, this team is good to elite at every position, and every game has to go down to the wire, I don't know. But, you know, a lot of fans are like, who cares? A win's a win. A win's a win. A win's a win. Sure, sure, sure. Okay, fine. It's all hypothetical. We'll never know. We're going to get back to our show. Has Eric Armstead silenced his critics? What do you think?
Grant, I don't know. You were one of them. Are you silenced?
All right, here's the way I look at it. He's had 5.5 sacks in his last 3 games, and all of them have been clutch, like game-winning, gotta have it sacks. And I give him all the credit in the world for that. He's been the Niners' MVP the last 3 games, or right there. You can't say anyone's been more important than him the last 3 games. And that was, I mean, it was like in LA, game on, season on the line, got to have it or you're out. You don't make the playoffs. He had the sack on 3rd and 1 that when they were down 17-0 that changed the whole momentum of the game. He saved the season. And then he did it again in Dallas. And then he did it again in Green Bay. I mean, it's phenomenal. And to the point, I don't even know if I've ever seen Buckner take over like this over a 3-game stretch. It's just freaking unreal. But I want to just remind people what my criticism was of Eric Armstead. I never said he was bad at football. I mean, he was great in 2019. We all saw that. My thing was that I feel like he turns the switch on and off. He did nothing the first 4 years of his career. And then he got a contract year and boom, he's a force. And then 2020, nowhere. I mean, he played, but he didn't make an impact. And then this year, he made really no impact. He was a good run defender, but he couldn't fill the stat sheet until week 18. That dude went on like a 28-game streak since getting his extension of really not being an impact player. And then, boom, the Niners need him to step up. He steps up. So I would just like to see him like just keep playing like this. Now, I'm not saying you have to have a sack a game. Of course not, but he doesn't finish plays consistently. He'll give a good initial effort. He'll show that he's stronger. He'll manhandle the guy a little bit, but he won't finish the play. He's finishing plays. Can you continue to finish the plays? That's all I'm asking, because you clearly have it in you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, he's taken over like Buckner never did. But, you know, I actually got into a back and forth the other day with someone about Eric Armstead, and somebody said that I basically was dogging on him. And I'm like, I had to remind them, no, I'm just not willing, regardless of the player, for people to just outright tell lies and get away with it. Because the way that I see it is, PFF early on in the season was saying that this guy was having 13 pressures a game. And I'm like, no, he's not. No, he's not. Here's the video right here. Here's every single snap. Show me where he got anywhere near 13 pressures. Yeah. That is not an indictment on him. What I was saying was, he's not playing near as good as what people want to sell him. I'm an Oregon Duck fan. Like, I've known about Eric Armstead before anybody in this fan base that was not a Duck fan knew about Eric Armstead and Buckner. So I like Eric Armstead, but I'm also not willing to just let people heap crazy praise on these players that is not deserved for anybody. Like, if it's not true, it's not true. And so I'm going to call it out. That's all it is. Yeah, but yeah, he if there were critics, 1,000%, he's had to have silenced them.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't think 3 good games in a row silences your critics. Like, you signed a 5-year, $85 million deal, and you've had 3 tremendous games in a row, but you haven't won the Super Bowl yet. The season isn't over. Keep going, Eric. Like, if he did nothing, if he reverted, let's go Eric A and Eric B. Eric A is the Eric we usually see. Eric B is when he's motivated, like for a contract or a Super Bowl. If Eric B continues to play great, I give hats off. Yes, you've silenced your critics, and he's a big reason the Niners win a Super Bowl. Then he'll be a legend forever, and it won't really matter if he reverts next year. But if he just happens to revert this week or next week, then thanks for 4 games, I guess. Can you do it more next year and maybe win the Super Bowl? I don't know. That's the way I look at it. I don't think he silenced anything. I think he's on the way. I think he's on the way. You got to keep going, dude. You got to keep going.
I'm going to give a little bit of pushback on just the four games, because that run defense has completely changed since he kicked to the inside. Like, he's just now getting the sacks, and the numbers are showing up and the impact is showing up. But that run defense has been completely different since Kinlaw left and he was inserted.
He was a really good run defender as an end too. Maybe he helps the team more being inside, but he was always making an impact against the run. But that's not why they gave you $85 million. I mean, they gave you $85 million. That's pass rusher money. And he just hasn't been not the same. He had very few quarterback hits deep into the season. And then all of a sudden he's freaking, I mean, he's not quite Aaron Donald, but he's like Chris Jones or something. Like, oh, okay. Well, that's great. You should do that again. And you got to do that again this week against the Rams. You did it against them a few weeks ago. They have no one good in the interior. Bully him, man. Like, you can't, we all know you can't do it again.
Also, to be fair, I think there's this weird thought out there that once you say something about a player or you feel a certain way in a certain moment, that you always have to own that. And if it doesn't work out the way that you said, always, like, in your face. To be fair, where was Eric Armstead in 2020?
What was he doing in 2018? I mean, I know his run defense was nice. It was always good, but like, where was this?
He had a whole season where he
had to tell him, hey, our season's on the line, Eric. He was like, oh, word, it is? Okay, I got you. Word? It came to that? Okay. Just tell
me. How many sacks did he have in 2020? Three and a half?
Yeah. How many sacks did he have until?
Come on.
I mean, if the season was a 16-game season instead of a 17-game season, he would have finished this year with 3.5 sacks. So, I mean, this is all very new. It's great. But it's not. It's only worth $85 million if it ends with the Super Bowl victory.
Yeah, I guess, I just want, my point is like, people reserve the right to change their mind based off of what they're seeing in that moment. Because you say something in one moment doesn't make it not true when that player changes how they're playing in a later moment, right? Yeah.
My only point is that I don't think he's shown us anything he hasn't shown us before. He's played like this before. He did this in 2019. He's a hell of a player. He's a force when he wants to be. So I just want him to be one. I want him to want to be one more often. I don't want it to have to be because, like, you got something to gain or something's on the line. Like, that should be every week. That's how Buckner was. So it seems to me that if Armstead had Buckner's mentality, Armstead would be better than Buckner. He's stronger. He's more physical. But I don't know. He's like Ferdinand the Bull. He has to have a reason. He has to have a reason to do it. So he's got the reason now. Wildcard teams won with quarterbacks with higher jersey numbers. In the division round, lowest quarterback number one. This week will be highest jersey number, then Super Bowl.
Great theory. If the Niners win because of it, Michael, I'm all for it, man.
That's why Jimmy Garoppolo is so good. It's because number 10 is just good luck, even. Good luck number. D'Amico now favorite to be Vikings head coach. What now?
Yeah, he deserves it, man. He deserves it. Is that a dunk?
I don't understand what we're doing. I think he's worthy of it. But again, who's your offensive coordinator? That's just my question for any defensive coach. Yeah. And if it's not Mike McDaniel, who is it? Yeah. Curious.
I mean, if there's any chance that Aaron Rodgers is coming back to the Packers, yeah, Minnesota should hire D'Amico Ryans.
Ha, good point. Brady possibly retiring, Peyton leaving Saints. Your call, Kyle. Groom the kid, and the NFC is yours.
I agree.
Rodgers could be, I mean, Rodgers won't be here that much longer either.
Yep.
I know you guys don't like to predict scores till the end of the week. Can you at least predict Jimmy G's numbers for the game? LOL. Play the kid. We have an over-under game where we're going to do certain things.
Yeah. I will give a score. I'll give a score tonight.
You guys are both invited to the Church of Jimmy Jesus space after the game on Sunday. Let's go and let Jimmy in. Let go and let Jimmy in. He will lead us to six.
There was a really funny space on Twitter today that was the Church of Jimmy Garoppolo. It was out there.
Your Jimmy attacks are more of a personal attack instead of an assessment of his play. Maybe if you looked more like Jimmy, you'd hate him less.
Who is that for me? I'm married, dude. I have two kids. I don't care what I look like. So that's not me.
A personal attack that when I said that he messed up a shift is personal. Messed up a shift at the end of the fourth quarter is personal. I feel like a lot of times people defend Jimmy Garoppolo. They go to his looks and stuff. It's really weird. It's like
but
it's like being in high school and being like, oh, you just you're just jealous of so-and-so's good looks. It's like, first of all, no, I'm not. Second of all, why do you think like that? What do you talk like? First of all, does he know you think about him like that? I don't think you'd appreciate you talking about him like that. You know what I mean? Why don't you leave his good looks out of it, bud?
I mean, I feel like on this show, we've said many times that he's been the consummate pro and the 49ers have kind of treated him poorly, right? Like, that's more personal. And then the play side, though, is he's the 17th best quarterback in the league when he's at his best. That's cool.
His quarterback rating in the playoffs is 70. And we're talking about him like he's doing something right. It's hilarious. Thank you. James 2:14, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. Jimmy has got to produce because intangibles don't stop interceptions. This is funny. Thank you very much, official BNA Music 88. I'm more of an Old Testament guru, but I like how you guys are bringing this to the forefront here. Paul Third says, do you recall around week 10, everyone criticizing LA for not beating good teams? They only beat the Arizona and Tampa Bay in the regular season, but now they beat them in the playoffs. They are calling LA contenders. I'm with you. No one seems to have a good explanation for why LA is going to magically beat the Niners now. No one's going to. Everyone's like, well, it's tough to beat a team three times in a row.
The Niners it's beat not, them
six times in a row.
Statistically, it's not. It's tough to play a team three times in a row. 67% of the time when you play it, when teams meet three times, there's a sweep. 67%. So when it actually happens, it's more likely that a sweep happens. It just rarely happens.
That's a good point. I didn't even know the stat. It seems like there's no good reason to pick the Rams in this game. Not that I'm saying I'm picking the Rams. I'm going to draw out the suspense, but like, I haven't heard the basically what I'm doing is I'm waiting. Maybe someone's going to get, I'm open-minded. I don't want to make the pick on a Wednesday or whatever. If someone maybe will present a reason to pick the Rams and maybe I'll take that reason. But right now I'm like, yo, what is it? Did they get a
new player? Where's that Romilia guy? He'll tell you. Where's he
been? Did they get a new linebacker or something? Ever since Grant flame broiled Kyle and the Yorks came to that practice after the Arizona game, Kyle has been coaching like his job is on the line. I got to say, I'm not taking credit, but I am. That loss to Colt McCoy was very, very embarrassing. Everyone came down on Kyle. The freaking owners made their way from Youngstown out here, and all of a sudden he's like, all right, Debo, you're running back. Eric Armstrong, you're playing. We're not messing around anymore. Ayuk out of the doghouse. What else? What other ridiculous things have I been doing this season that I'm going to stop? I don't, just saying kind of how it went down, right? Just a little bit.
Full quality control.
Yeah. We're going to bench Josh Norman. Why Kyle hasn't used Debo for play action? He's saving it until they're down 17 in the Super Bowl, and then he's going to do it. He saved Debo out of the backfield until it was tied with 10-10 with 20 seconds left, and he was like, oh, perfect. Here we go.
I got this.
Won the game. I want the rematch with the Chiefs. I respect it.
Some fans do. I personally do. Like, I just, if you want to beat the best or be the best, you got to beat the best. And that team, I want to see it. I want to see how it matches up. I really do. I'm curious.
They better not get the Bengals and lose, though. Imagine the Niners losing to the Bengals in the Super Bowl. Bill Walsh would just turn over in his grave.
Oh, he would. That would be it. Yeah.
My roommates are huge Jimmy stands. Can you please give me a quick soundbite on why they are wrong? I don't understand what they are seeing. LOL. Okay, here's a good one. Okay. Since week 17, Jimmy Garoppolo has thrown one touchdown pass and four interceptions. Also, since week 17, Trey Lance has thrown two touchdown passes and one interception. The 49ers are playing their second best quarterback, and they're winning. They have reached the NFC Championship game with their second best quarterback. It's remarkable. Quite remarkable.
I like it. That's a good one.
There's no way for you that a quarterback as talented as Trey Lance, I don't care how inexperienced he is, there's no way a quarterback as talented as him playing with a team as talented as this would have a quarterback rating of 70 through two playoff games. No way. There's no way that would happen. I'm sorry.
I have one for you. So if quarterback wins is a real thing, then explain this to me. Quarterback A, 76% completion, 771 total yards, 9 touchdowns and 0 turnovers in 2 playoff games. He's not playing anymore.
That's Josh Allen.
This quarterback B, 61% completion.
That's Jimmy
Garoppolo. 304 total yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 turnovers, and he's in the NFC Championship.
I'll take the winner. I'll take the winner. Thank you very much. LOL, I called it. Spencer says, LOL, I called it at the beginning of the year. It's Jimmy G's pattern. Get injured, misses a year, then we go to the Super Bowl the next. So, got to trade him next.
You did. I actually do remember that comment. I genuinely remember that, Spencer. That's a good recall there.
Trade to bust for a second and extend Jimmy 3 years. Says a guy who's got eyes for Jimmy, apparently. Paul George, LOL. Oh, man, trade to bust for a second. That would be really next level roster building. Trade three first round picks for a quarterback. Never give him a chance. Sell low. That would be great. I really hope they do that.
It's a good strategy. How about I give you three first round picks and a third round pick, and all you have to do is give me a second.
Jimmy G is the kid who gets an A+ in a project with the group, but didn't do none of the work. He reminds me of Stephen Fuller, 85 Bears, saved by running backs and D.
And defense, yeah. Yeah, that's the analogy that's being used. Yeah,
Mina Kimes. Who is D'Amico's likely replacement? He was hyped up pretty hard last year. Saw the left. Haven't seen that hype this year with any assistance. Yeah, is there like an in-house person?
I mean, it doesn't seem like Sarek wants that promotion. So,
yeah. I don't know if he's a big picture guy like that.
It doesn't matter. As long as he stays around, I don't really care who calls the defense.
Would love to rematch the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but I really don't think they get by the Bengals. What do you think?
I'm going to do a big preview show on that tomorrow. I'm going to have to look deeper into it, but I have a hard time picking against the Chiefs. That team was left for the dead. 13 seconds left, and they found a way to win that game. Talk about a team of destiny. Team
in the NFL. I feel like that Chiefs-Buffalo game, when it's all said and done, we look back, that's going to be the Super Bowl this year. We'll see.
I felt like that was the AFC championship, and I felt like Green Bay San Francisco was the NFC championship. So, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, we'll see. Jack says, I'm not a Garoppolo fan anymore. I cringe every time he throws a ball. I wish we had a quarterback that every time he threw the ball, it didn't make me nervous.
Jack, thank you. Like, let's take stats out of it. 2019, I had those same exact feelings. I've never felt like that about a quarterback for the 49ers. So that tells me. I mean, there's something to that. Again, stats aside, that tells me that there's something that's not right there.
Voice ad agency says, big shout out to you guys. Grant, are you doing the cone phone on Saturday? Yeah, absolutely. I think I know why Kyle goes with Jimmy Garoppolo. I want to discuss. All right, we'll talk. Hey, that's a nice
teaser.
Tease for his segment that's coming up on Saturday. Do you remember the whole Jalen Hurd saga? LOL. Yeah, LOL.
Yeah.
That was it's remarkable they've made it this far without him. I mean, he was such an important part of their team. Zade says, my girl hates how much I watch your show. She said, it's bad enough we don't make plans when Niners play, so I broke up with her, JK. Why, JK? Why, JK? You got to put your foot down, man. Come on. Do you think this playoff run will benefit Lance in any way if he is the starter for next year?
I mean, I don't know, man. I just don't see how not playing benefits you, but...
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not going to say that. It benefits you, but not like playing would.
You can learn how to not throw the ball away, how to throw checkdowns a little too late, how everyone will, I don't know.
I'll say this. If he was watching that game on Sunday between Buffalo and Kansas City, he probably learned more by watching that game than anything he's doing here.
Scott, thank you. I hated to play against the Bill Parcells New York Giants, but they had enough. They had tough run game, one time of possession, and play great defense. Just 2022 style, in my opinion. So now the Niners are that team. Very interesting. It's Belichick's team. If the Niners win the Super Bowl, will you still think that Trey gave them the better chance to win? Yes.
Yeah,
I would. Yes. If they win is this team good enough to win with their backup, with their second best quarterback? Apparently. Now I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they've made it to the NFC Championship game, which just shows you how good every other part of the team is. If there's a part of the team that isn't good, let me know. It was special teams until they just saved their season. So what are you going to say? Jordan Willis scored more points than Jimmy did last week. So what are you really going to say about special teams? It wasn't Jordan Willis. It was Talanoa Hufanga. It was the two of them. But still.
Yeah, it was the pair. But I still stand by 17 regular season games with Trey would have been a lot scarier for these teams entering the playoffs than Jimmy Garoppolo is.
You better leave those Broadway girls alone. What's he talking about? Is that a line? Sure. I'm confused. I will, though. I promise. Broadway girls? Love the content. Jay, love the hat.
Hey, appreciate you.
best tight end, fullback, wide back, DN, linebacker, and arguably top defensive coach, offensive mind in the NFL. So why labeled not better team in these playoff games? Jimmy, the quarterback has a quarterback rating of 70. While Burrow's at 101, Stafford's at 131, freaking Mahomes at 131. Jimmy's at 70. That's the only reason.
Quarterback is the single most important position in football. That's why.
Yep, that's right. And despite all the gifts that have been bestowed upon Jimmy Garoppolo, he continues to stumble around. How do we get a first-round pick? Jimmy, Greenlaw, McGlinchey, and Kinlaw. Who does it take? Who do you think?
I don't think any of those guys are going to get you a first-round pick. I don't think all those guys together would get you a first-round pick. Yeah, I mean, maybe I threw this out there. I would offer my second-round pick with Jimmy and just see if there's anybody willing to do it. But I don't see it. I just don't see it.
I predict the Niners won't have a first-round pick. They're not good at drafting in the first round anyway. I don't think they think they need a first-round pick. I think they think they're the best team, and if they lose this year, it'll be because, you know, someone didn't call a holding penalty on 3rd and 15 or something. You know, that'll be a reason. They'll run it back.
Lance, to be fair, I don't think they need a first-round pick, but they got to nail that second-round pick.
Lance got cheaper, 28th pick as of today. Two quarterback system kicking ass. Jimmy, an opposing quarterback against Niners. LOL, you called it, Grant. He did get cheaper, though. That's true.
He did. That's true.
It was looking like that was going to be a more expensive trade. All right, back to the show. What's the biggest – hold on. I didn't spell that right. Hold on. That's just terrible. Boom. All right, starting over. Awful.
You should get an editor.
What is the biggest concern heading into the Rams – into the Rams game?
For me, I mean, so we talked about all the head-scratching ways that the Rams win this game, and it's tough to come up with. But I think that there is an emotional side of this, right? At some point, you have to be fed up with being bullied. You have to be fed up with getting beat. You have to be fed up with being embarrassed. And at some point, you got to be willing to punch back. I think that that's the intangible that I thought would show up in week 18, and it didn't. I'm not sure it'll show up here, but I think the Rams know that this is desperation time. They know that going after Stafford and not winning a Super Bowl is not acceptable. Bringing in guys like Odell Beckham, not acceptable. Von Miller, not acceptable. They have to get it done this week. So for me, it's going to be the intangible thing, something you can't put on paper with a stat. None of that stuff's going to matter. It's who wants this game more, who's willing to punch who harder, who's willing to get back up after being punched. And I think the Rams have to figure that out this week. I don't think they'll be able to do it, but that would be the biggest concern heading into this game, that they finally are willing to fight back.
Okay. To me, the Niners own the Rams, and the Rams can't run the ball. They can't stop the run. That's a recipe for disaster. The biggest concern for the Niners in this game is Jimmy Garoppolo. The fact that he threw an interception on his 9th pass attempt last week. The fact that, really, the Rams don't have to score a lot of points to beat the Niners. This is the blueprint for beating the Niners. The Titans laid it out. The Titans are no longer alive. They're a good team, not a great team. What you got to do against the Niners is simple. You got to not turn the ball over. That's it. Don't turn the ball over. Why? Because the Niners do. And when I say the Niners, I mean Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy Garoppolo does. If you don't turn the ball over, Jimmy will give you the ball multiple times. And you'll end up with 20 points, probably. Mostly because Jimmy gave you the ball. And he'll lose the game. That's your best shot. And you know what? The concern is that while Stafford turned the ball over twice the first time, twice the second time, and led the NFL in interceptions in the regular season, he hasn't done a pick yet in the playoffs. And if he can do that, if he can do what Tannehill did against the Niners a month ago, well, the Niners are 1-4 when they don't force takeaway.
That's a concern. No, yeah. That's definitely a concern. It's a key to the game, so I couldn't use it twice, Grant. Thanks.
Now, what's nice is that Cam Akers fumbles the ball left and right. Matthew Stafford hasn't thrown a pick in 2 games, but he does throw a lot of picks. Otherwise, I mean, there's a lot of reasons to think the Niners are going to get a bunch of takeaways and win. But if they don't, I mean, really, if anyone is watching from another team and wants my advice on how to beat the Niners, don't turn the ball over. Every time you turn the ball over, you let Jimmy Garoppolo get away with a mistake. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, I'm with
you. Try to get 20 points. Understand that you're going against an elite defense that's great at forcing turnovers, and just be modest on offense. Get your 20 points. Don't turn the ball over. Let Jimmy lose the game. That's your best shot, and you may not work. But you're not going to – I mean, that's the best the Rams can do. Best the Rams can do, I think.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Is it me, or does Jimmy G look like the Witcher and Mike McDaniel like the professor for Money Heist? Yay or nay? I haven't seen either.
Me neither.
Sorry. I know Money Heist was that Mexican show that everyone was watching. I just didn't feel like watching a Money Heist when everyone else was watching a Money Heist. But I'm sorry. The Niners only make NFC championships and Super Bowls. Jimmy may be the son of God, but how about these teams are just stacked?
I think the 49ers are the most stacked team. It's just, can Jimmy give them anything? If he can give them anything, he may not even have to give them much this week. We just talked about the turnovers. One turnover. If he can have just one turnover, they probably win. But in the Super Bowl, he's going to have to be better than that. And that's where I get worried, is the Super Bowl. Because if they play Kansas City, you're going to need something from Jimmy other than just don't be really, really bad.
Diego, very generous. Thank you. Do you think Joe Biden will be in attendance? Let's go, Brandon. Do you remember that website from 2007 when Obama was running for president and he picked Biden as his VP and no one really knew who he was? And then they made that someone made a website called I Want Joe Biden, Need Joe Biden. And it was just a nonstop loop of T.I. singing, I want your body, need your body. But it kind of sounds like he's saying Joe Biden. And it was, did you ever see that? T.I. endorses Joe Biden. It was really funny in 2007. Do you remember that? I want Joe Biden, need Joe Biden. It's a nonstop loop. It was pretty funny.
No, but that. I know the song, and now that you're saying it, I could totally see where they
were. It checks out, Grant. It's so funny. It's like, it is funny. It's hilarious. T.I. Tinker! This is how they talk about Jesus. What are we talking about? Tinker gave me $50, and I don't understand what he means. This is how they talk about Jesus. What? What are we talking about?
Jimmy? I could go a couple different ways with this. This
was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I could go a couple different ways. Maybe he's saying it's blasphemy, which I guess could be fair. I mean, I could give you that. But also, maybe he's saying that people prop up Jimmy way too much. Like, he is Jesus. I don't know. I don't know where he's going with that.
I don't know. Thanks for the donation. Is this team better than the 2019 team?
Yes.
Everything other than the quarterback is. He's not. He's hurt. He's worse than he was last year in 2019. He's hurt, and he's the most important player. So the rest of the team is on this side of the scale, better. Jimmy on this side of the scale, worse. Quarterback's important.
That's a good point. Defensive line, man. Defensive line.
Trent Reporter is having knee injury, not ankle. Is that right?
I didn't hear that. Damn.
Oh, no, it's ankle.
Oh, I was going to say that would be worse.
It is ankle. You almost got me. A lot of
traction. He had a question mark, though. He had a question mark. I think he was asking.
A lot of traction on Tom Brady wanting to come to the Niners. Do we get it for 1 year? No, the Niners like Jimmy again.
Don't do that.
They're going to say no to Brady two times.
Don't do that.
Hey, we're off and on. The Niners are. I get the feeling that Jimmy and Kyle are like the off and on again. It's complicated relationship on Facebook. And they've just been going through a fight for the last 2 years. But now they're like, all right, well, I like you. Yeah, we've won 9-11. Do you kind of get that vibe? Kyle was giving way too much presence. Like, all right, man, you're okay. That's enough. That's it. You did it.
You could be right, man. I don't.
I kind of get that vibe. But all of a sudden, Kyle's like, oh, shucks, man. My job was on the line. You should have heard what John York said to me when I was 3-5. And thank goodness that this all worked out. I like you again. I don't know. It's very weird. Hard to say. Statue of Jimberly needs to move out of the pocket. That was weird. That was harsh. Grant is a better quarterback than Jimmy. Prove me wrong. I'm a terrible quarterback. I would pick Jimmy. I would pick Jimmy over me. Got this, Grant. Sane fans agree. All those that follow Jimmy, this Jesus, all those that follow this Jimmy Jesus of deception come out in Jesus' name. Don't worry, they are free. Repeat if needed. You guys think we can shut down the Chiefs? Let's get past the Rams first. But yeah. No, I don't think the Niners can shut down the Chiefs.
Shut down's a strong word, man. That's, I mean, what do you, anything under 30? Then sure, yeah, I got you. They can shut them down.
I'm curious to see what the Niners do against a real good quarterback who can get away from their pass rushers, create a little time.
Yeah. It's been a while since they faced it, to be real.
Since Rams lost six straight against the Niners, do you feel they will result in to risky trick plays? Will Niners be ready for it? I.e. fake punt. Possible. They're going to have to do something right.
I don't think they're going to give up a fake punt anymore, at least not through the air. Maybe running, but I think they're ready for that.
Reasons people hate change. Trey, one, lack of or perceived lack of reward. Two, fear of the unknown. Stan's reasoning is perception, not logic. Yeah, I think it's pretty much like fear of the dark, fear of the unknown. There might be a monster. We can't really say for sure that there's not a monster in the other under the bed. Because there
good
might
point.
Be. We haven't looked.
Yeah, people do fear change. That's totally.
And he has tattoos, and he looks a little bit different than most quarterbacks do. Yep. We're not going to go there.
Bingo.
You know what people like about Jimmy? No tattoos.
Clean.
You know what people like about me? No tattoos. That's just because I'm a devout Jew, though. I'm so religious. Wouldn't the Vikings, with all those offensive weapons, look at Saleh at the Jets year one before considering D'Amico Ryans?
No, because they weren't looking for a coach last year.
The Jets are also the youngest team in the league. They're rebuilding. I think the Vikings are different. But maybe they want an offensive coach. They just are fired a defensive coach. Fun fact, Shan's led offensive scored 44 ATL and 37 2019 NFC Championship games. Shanny might be in his bag this week.
I think Shanny will be in his bag this week, but will Jimmy be able to carry the bag?
Yeah, does that mean that Jimmy's going to have a good game with his thumb?
Yeah,
dude, if the Rams give up 37 to the Niners, like,
dude, that's it.
Fold the franchise like this? You're getting worse against the Niners? I don't know. You'd think, because to me, the Rams actually did a lot better against the Niners a few weeks ago. They kind of beat themselves, but went to overtime. The Rams at least competed. They collapsed, but if they were to give up 37 or 44 and just totally get blown out, I mean, God, what an embarrassment that would be.
The 49ers are like a tornado. They roll into these towns and like completely wreck their futures. If McVay loses to the 49ers again, you know how many people are going to be calling for his head this offseason? It's going
to
be
brutal.
I feel
like if you lose to the Niners, if you lose to Jimmy Garoppolo, you should get fired right there. I don't care. if you lost to Jimmy Garoppolo, you should get fired. Now, that means that the Bengals wouldn't have a head coach right now, and he's doing pretty good over there, but still, he should have been fired. Does SF blitz Stafford since LA can't run the ball? I don't think they should blitz Stafford. I don't think they need to do that.
I trust in whatever D'Amico's doing because that dude's crushing it.
Yeah. All right, let's get back to the show. Biggest reason for confidence heading into the Rams game.
Okay, so a lot of people want to throw out this 6 in a row, Rams are due, yada, yada, yada. It's like playing roulette. For anybody that's ever gambled, you walk into the casino, you see that it's landed on red 6 times. And so your natural inclination is say, all right, I'm going to throw money on black. Reality is the chances have not changed. I just threw out the stat earlier in the show. It's hard to beat a team 3 times in a season because it's hard to play a team 3 times in a season. But when it happens, 67% of the time, there is a team that is swept in that series. So it is actually more likely now that the 49ers have won the first 2 games that they will win the third game, statistically speaking, than it is that they will lose this game. The other reason for optimism, they just beat them less than 3 weeks ago in the same stadium. They're already in the heads of that team. You've got McVay coming out, players' wives coming out. Don't sell tickets to the 49er fans. Do whatever you can to make it a Ram crowd, whatever. And the team is a lot more healthy than they were then. Even if Trent Williams doesn't play, he didn't play in week 18, but they have K'Wan back. Tart missed the end of that game. He'll be there. And Azeez Al-Shaair didn't play. This defense is going to be even better than it was when it held them to 7 second-half points. They just have to find a way to not give up that 17 in the first half. They'll be fine. The 49ers should win this game.
Biggest reason for confidence, other than the psychological edge they have over the Rams, is their freaking defense. The defense is better than it gets credit for. It deserves all the superlatives. It could easily do to the Rams what they did to the Packers last week. Really could. And it seems to me that if you're any offense, for them to like put up points against the Niners defense, they would have to have a great offensive line, a good run game, and a Hall of Fame level quarterback who can move and avoid Nick Bosa and Eric Armstead and those guys. So, not sure that the Rams have that. Their offensive line is subpar. their quarterback has a great arm but doesn't move that well, and they have no run game. So,
and Whitworth is iffy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the Niners defense is too concerned about this Rams offense, although it is talented.
For sure. Agree.
So, yeah. Also, God being on the Niners side, apparently. That was a big twist. I mean, wow. Plot doesn't twist. Seem fair. Doesn't say, why shouldn't you be
impartial? He's never cared about football.
I mean, wow. Blocking punts all of a sudden, huh? Okay. It's cool. Every time Jimmy throws the ball, my son yells picked. That's hilarious. I'd like to hear that. Props to Grant and all your success. What's up, Jesse? Hope all is good. 49ers first takes. Thank you. Niners had a 17-game win streak versus Rams, 90-98. Yeah, were people in like 1996 being like, I don't know, the Niners have won 14. It's hard to win 15. Or the 15th is the statistically the speaking. One. Like, what? What are we talking about? Last two times Niners made playoffs, we made the Super Bowl. Same for Kyle and SF in Atlanta. Has he learned his damn lesson? Dude, we'll I want to say yes, but we'll find out when the pressure's on with 6 minutes left in the Super Bowl. If it makes it that far. Trade Lance for Ruggs. Oh, wait, he's in prison. Not funny.
Come on, man.
Listen to the presser today, and I have a theory. Based on what he said, I don't think Jimmy knows what throwing it away means. I believe him. Throwing it away means throwing it to a linebacker. Yeah, he said that he did it twice against Dallas. Did he do it twice against Dallas? He said we did it twice against Dallas. I love that. He calls himself we.
We
did it twice against Dallas. All right. I don't remember that.
Jimmy said we or Kyle said we? Who used the we?
No, Jimmy said we. Jimmy said we threw the ball out of bounds.
Of course he said we. Of course he said we. Yeah. Come on, dude. They're asking you a direct question about your play and you use we. Come on, man.
Uh-huh. Someone taught him to do that like 7 years ago.
He's French, man.
The pressure's on the Rams, not the Niners. I kind of feel that way too.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to say the Niners season. I mean, I will find a way to go after the Niners if they lose, but no one really else will. I think that people are off their back. We will beat the Rams because we have the most dominant quarterback quality control coach in the league. Best Niners tag you can get. Keep it up, Grant. Thank you. Yeah, people are trying to dunk on me on Twitter when they don't realize that I motivated the Niners to play well. Niners were here thinking that 3-5 was good enough, and I was like, hey, it's not. Hashtag quality control. And they were like, oh, okay.
So what you're saying is if you're a true Niner fan, then you support Grant Cohn.
If you're a true Niner fan. Winners says, what has Trey done to make fans think he's good? 15 games to elementary school, college, JV, league. Can't beat out Jimmy. Horrendous two starts. Minus one good play to wide open Debo. So confused. Winners, thank you for your $10. I don't really feel like arguing with you right now. I don't know if anyone agrees with you right now. Horrendous two starts. That's your opinion. Thank you for your $10. What's up with the Brady rumors? Is that really going on?
It's. I think it's more of a fan thing plugging it. You're hearing the chance for Rodgers. Then like, no, Brady. He wants to come play. I don't. We'll see. I doubt it.
Hey, if he's interested, I mean, I'd rather. Why not?
That'd yeah, cool. You already passed on him once. I mean,
yeah, I mean, don't do it twice. We've seen Kyle probably, and you talk about Trey learning from someone better Tom Brady than I would just say play the kid. I would also just say play the kid. Yeah. We've seen Kyle put running back and wide receiver in the doghouse for committing turnovers. Why hasn't Jimmy seen that said doghouse? Because the organization has to get something for Jimmy Garoppolo. They can't bench him and torpedo his trade value. They have to keep him in the starting job and say that he's great. Even when he throws picks.
Facts.
I think they think that they're speaking his trade value into existence. And I'm over here being like, I don't believe you. We'll see. Niners shed Jimmy's salary. They package Lance, picks, and other collateral for Rodgers, who is from SF area. Thoughts. You're calling us thoughts?
Thoughts. Yeah, that's not right, man. You ran out of characters. I've been there before, Chris. I totally understand, man.
They package Lance and picks and other collateral for Rodgers. They have Jordan Love. You think they really want to trade for another guy who's unproven?
They already tried to get Rodgers. I mean, at that point, if they wanted Lance bad, they could have just drafted him.
How about this? Since Jimmy Garoppolo is such a winner and he has to have such an intangible quality that overrides every interception he's ever thrown, how about Jimmy for Aaron Rodgers straight up? I mean, Jimmy played better than Rodgers in the fourth quarter, right? Didn't he?
Right. Right.
He's better than Rodgers, right?
In fact, they should get something back from Green Bay with Rodgers.
Actually, they shouldn't even do the trade, right? Because Jimmy's better than Rodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right? That's how it is. This run the Niners are on is amazing. Every team they have beat thus far has left the opposing team contemplating their future. It's true.
It is very true.
All right, back to the show. Over-under time.
Let's do it. All right, so Grant.
Some of our season stats, though.
We tied last week. We tied. Like, we're tied on the season, and we tied again last week.
Funny.
We were both really bad. We went 4-for-8. So, anyways. All right, let's jump through these quickly. Jimmy Garoppolo, over or under 0.5 touchdowns this week. He has not thrown a touchdown in the playoffs.
Under. Under.
Dang.
Under. 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 With my chest. Under.
I love it.
He needs surgery. The man needs surgery.
Under. I'm going over. I think he's going to throw one this week. Or maybe run one. Maybe we get Jimmy Wheels. I don't know. His legs aren't broken, pass. Grant.
He's thrown one touchdown pass since he messed up his thumb. Uno. So,
very good point.
We shall see.
Very good point.
Thanks, okay. Marco, for being the dude. Marcos, appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Over under 0.5 total turnovers for Jimmy. Somebody threw out a stat. I think it was Jack threw out the stat that Jimmy had never turned it over in 4 straight games. Well, he has now.
Over.
So that streak has to end.
Over. He's hurt. He's not. He's it's the playoffs. He's hurt. Over.
Okay.
I agree. The ninth attempt. He threw a pick last week. You can't avoid it. It's coming. Over.
I agree. I think it's going to be over as well. Okay. Ayuk and Kittle have a whopping 10 catches combined this postseason. Over or under 6.5 combined catches for Ayuk and Kittle this week. Seems like such a low number, but damn, 10. That's it. A tough number.
Right? It's a really tough one. I'm gonna go over. I don't know why. I have no reason why, but I'm gonna say over. I don't know.
Damn it. All right, I'm gonna go over as well. You know what? You know which one was a really good one last week, Grant? 3.5 catches for Kittle. We both took the under and he had 4.
Oh,
we're setting these over unders, man. They're like right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna go over as well. Okay. 49ers defense. Over under 3.5 sacks this week. They have 10 in the playoffs.
49ers defense over under how many?
3.5. 3.5.
3.5. Oh, over. Over.
Over?
Yeah.
Oh, with
Stafford
your chest.
Can't move. I don't like,
okay. Over. All right. I'm going to go over as well. Rams, though, over under 2.5 sacks. They had 3 last week against Tom Brady without Tristan Wirfs.
Over. Over.
Okay, this will be our second disagreement. I'm going to go under.
Okay.
All right, which means we can tie again. Great. All right, Stafford over or under 0.5 turnovers. He has 0 this postseason, but he has 4 in the 2 games against the 49ers.
Under.
Oh.
Under.
Okay, well, here's the tiebreaker then. I'm going to go over.
Okay.
And then the last one.
I don't
think
he's going to be the one who turns it over. It's going to be like Cam Akers or something.
That's fair. It could be a special teams. We'll see.
Yeah.
Somebody's turning it over, though. The
49ers turning it over, but I don't know if it's going to be Stafford.
Okay, that's fair. Could be a fumble, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
This one is not an over-under, but just a heads up. More total yards, Debo or Cooper Kupp? I think Cooper Kupp might have had more yards in both the games that they played against each other, but Debo's been the better player with the touchdowns.
Kupp. I'm going Kupp for the reason you just said.
This one's tough for me. I initially was leaning Kupp just because I don't trust Jimmy to throw the ball enough. Debo could touch the ball so many different ways. I'll go Debo. I'm going with my heart on this one. I'm going Debo.
Okay.
All right, that's over under. We got enough differences, so something should shake this week. We'll see.
That was fun. Not excited to watch Trey go through growing pains. We'll be like watching Jimmy interceptions minus the clutch comebacks. Listening to these crybabies, Lance fans makes excuses. Will be so much so. Oh, winners.
Hey,
that's $20. That's $20. Can we go for more? Not excited
winners,
to watch
Trey go through growing pains.
We'll be like, I think he's excited. He just spent $10 to say he's not excited. I think he's excited. I think he likes
it. I have a question for people that think like this, I know that there's a thought out there that if you don't just back Jimmy blindly, that you are not a 49er fan. But for people that think like this, are they 49er fans? I'm just curious, because
where was the clutch Jimmy drive against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl? What happened? Winners. What happened? Sanders, I saw he was open. He was on the left. He hit kind of a post. It was past the guy. And then what happened? Did he hit the throw? Was it complete? They can't even show me anymore because I don't even know what happened. Winners, what happened on the final throw against the Chiefs? Are we really going to call him like, I don't know. It just seems like a little premature to be doing this. I mean, we're talking growing pains. At least they're growing pains. But Jimmy, it's just pain. There's no growth.
He's grown. He's fully grown.
It's pain. It's just nothing but pain. Saw a guy compare Jimmy Garoppolo to Montana because he had a bad game versus the Giants in a playoff game. Ridiculous. Oh, Jimmy Garoppolo will say anything. Yeah, man.
I've seen this. Yep. He threw three interceptions in an NFC championship once, and he still won.
It was right before he totally collapsed in Tennessee. People were saying, this year, Jimmy Garoppolo has more yards per attempt than Aaron Rodgers, more, rushing touchdowns than Lamar Jackson, and more something than Tom Brady. Don't Jimmy Garoppolo critics feel dumb now? And then, like, look at him the next week. It's like, you can always find a way to prop up someone, right? Always can.
Just watch the games, man. If anybody can watch that game on Sunday with the Chiefs and the Bills and tell me you're just jacked to go watch Jimmy Garoppolo play after that, more power to you. That's all I got to say. I don't care about a stat. You tell me that you are jacked to watch Jimmy Garoppolo play after watching that game. And if you can say that, then all credit goes to you. All credit goes to you.
Marco says, first time commenting, love your channel. Any idea who is next in line to replace D'Amico if he gets the head coaching job? Go Niners live from LA. We've had this question a few times today. Mm-hmm. We're starting to think that it might be someone outside the organization. There doesn't seem to be a clear successor. I don't know. Let me think about that.
They just have to keep, sir. Man. That's the big deal.
That's a Vish question. We got to get Vish on the case. He knows everyone. Hey, Grant, David Lombardi has been the pastor of Jimmy Jesus Church, saying he's a top quarterback and that he wins and leadership are real stats. His wins and leadership are real stats and are the reason why Trey will never be good. Thoughts?
I know, dude, everybody's delirious right now. It's crazy because I know that the 49ers players have to be going a little crazy playing this many back-to-back-to-back games and all the travel. But 49er fans coming up with this whole Jimmy Church thing today and it's carried over into your show. Unbelievable.
Hilarious. Why are the Niners where they are? It's obvious. 9-2 since McGlinchey went down. Thank you. Waiting for someone to say that. Ominous 24. Appreciate you. Did Jesse get a new camera looking sharp, man? I'm straight though.
What? Okay. You didn't have to say that.
Thanks for clarifying. Thank you, Kashik. Appreciate that. That was out of pocket, as they would say. XOXO fan for life is a new member. That's very nice. Thank you. Chris says, I have a real bad feeling that Jimmy's going to come back. Also, any chance that Kyle figures out that he can run the ball when he's up by 10 in the fourth? No, you're not allowed to do that. It's against the rules. But I don't know. Yeah, Kyle's praise today and the fact that I don't really think he's equipped to just straight up lie made me a little uneasy. Like, whoa, dude, this seems way too authentic. You're actually being nice to Jimmy for the first time.
Yeah, but what he said yesterday was also – like you talk about not lying. He's like, yeah, well, I mean, everybody knows it. Like this could end at any time. So
good point. I prefer Brady to Rodgers because TB12 will bring the rest of the expendables with him. Plus that's true. Plus I'd rather have Trey shadow Brady since Rodgers won't help the kid at all. It's something about Rodgers. He's like,
yeah,
it's not that he's not a leader. He's like a bad leader. He's, don't want him leading your team. Something toxic about him. Even though
I love the expendables comment. That's great.
Love that. Will Kyle get Brandon Ayuk more involved? He might be clutch.
We just talked about it. We both think that he will be, or him and Kittle combined will be.
I don't know. It seems like Ayuk had that one fumble drop, and Kyle was like, well, I don't trust you. See ya. Although, there were some throws I was watching with Jack. There were some calls later in the game. It seemed like they were called for Ayuk, and he was open, and Jimmy did the patented, well, you're not open enough. I'm going to check it down to Elijah Mitchell when he's wide freaking open. Jimmy's special is 2 INT and NFC Championship and 5 TDs in the Super Bowl.
Word, because that wasn't a special last time.
What quarterback draft in the first round never started? Carson Palmer.
Yeah, never started. I mean, he Trey at least started a couple games this year.
Main difference from Niners and Rams is the camaraderie within the team.
I agree with you. We talked about, Grant, we talked about this going into the season. We talked about why the 49ers would be better off than what people may be giving them credit for. And one of the things that was brought up on that show between us was talking about how they all showed up for minicamp when they didn't have to. That showed team camaraderie, and it's starting to show through during tough moments in the season.
Maybe Sean McVay has to start having little team getaways to Cabo. I'm just saying.
There you go.
The Brady to Niners rumors were started by Mike Florio. Could you see really the Niners for TB12? I mean,
is it a rumor or is that just like him saying, hey, this should happen?
It sounds kind of like Mike Florio saying, hey, it makes too much sense to not talk about. It seems like he had a good idea for getting hits. And I got to say, hats off to you, sir. I might take that. Over under 5.5, porn star Jimmy disses Grant's hands him after a win. Oh, easily over. I can under. Do better than that. I can do better than 5.5. Are you kidding me? I'm a pro. This is what I do. Oh, here we go. The winners. Oh, here we go. $30. Thank you. Trey's average QBR in first two starts worse than all other rookies in theirs. Grant has given Jimmy D's
for better performances.
Seriously, be real. Where is the proof this guy is good? I love this guy. Thank you very much. $30. Very generous. If you want to go for 40 just to prove that Trey Lance isn't good, I think you should try. I think you should give it a shot. I don't think you've proven your point through $30 yet, but if you could go for 40, I think everyone might be convinced that Trey's no good. I don't understand your team traded 3 first round picks in the third for this guy. Kyle Shanahan says he's improving. Everyone says he's improving. Everyone says he's the future. And you want to stick with the guy who's super mediocre at best? Why? Like, are you related to him? Is that your brother? Is it your cousin? Or do you just like mediocre quarterback play? I don't get it. It's a very odd thing. I don't understand. But I keep profiting from it, so I can't question it too much. Winners is David Lombardi's burner account.
Fact.
Dave is hella generous. More power to you, faithful. Man, Tinker is just feeling real, like, prophetic. Just kind of saying things that make you think.
Things. Yeah, 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 he is.
More power.
He's going real daft on us.
Yeah, thank you, Tinker. Jimmy G was totally clutch, underthrowing Debo week 18 in the final drive. Debo equals clutch.
Kyle equals clutch.
Because honestly, like, Kyle did have Emmanuel Sanders open in the Super Bowl. It's just his problem was calling a pass that he knows Jimmy can't throw. So Kyle's like, all right, I'll be clutch in other ways from now on. Right? Like, he had to throw to in Seattle too, but Jimmy got it knocked down. So I was like, all right, we'll just go left next time. Because,
yeah,
you know, it seems to me it's Kyle who's clutch. Is there any chance Jimmy returns? How can Lance not do what Jimmy is doing right now? Lance is needed to take their talent roster to another level. I guess it's possible, but as you pointed out, Kyle was sort of talking yesterday, like, yeah, we all really know where this is going.
Yeah, that's the way he was talking to me. I don't think there's really much of a chance. The only chance if they win the Super Bowl, and if they win the Super Bowl, who gives a crap?
Garoppolo makes me money. I bet money in every game he throws a pick. Oh, it's a prop bet.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. McVay says, F them draft picks. I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, so why is Kyle so worried about a fourth rounder value of Jimmy? Maybe it's the ownership that's worried about it. Should Kaywan Williams be benched? He struggled. I mean, there's not a better option. They'll probably replace him next year. Love you guys in the show. Play the kid. Play the kid. Hashtag play the kid. How much you make off these super chats? You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Sat here yesterday listening to you say I was wrong about Kyle. He's a great coach, et cetera. Such a great coach, but can't see Trey as good either. Ha ha. 35.
He's not a perfect coach.
35.
35. Do I hear 40? 35, 35, 35.
That's why he brought it back. He's like, I'm not going to give him 40. But I just want to say, I have been real clear. I've been impressed with Kyle, his ability to get the to have things in his chamber, in his holster, mm-hmm. on the final drive. Like, you think he's got nothing going for him, and his offense is DOA, and boom, he's got Debo out of the backfield. Like, where he's got these aces up his sleeve for when he really needs them, and I give him credit. And frankly, he had it in the Super Bowl too, but Jimmy couldn't hit him. Winners. Who would you compare Jimmy to and why? I don't know, man. Someone who throws a ton of interceptions and wins. I've never heard of anyone else who does that. A ton of interceptions and not a lot of touchdown passes. A guy whose TD to INT ratio in the playoffs is so out of whack, it makes Trent Dilfer look good. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't need. I couldn't tell
you. I've never seen anything like it. I feel like it's not sustainable.
he's unique in the fact that he really does have the skill set of a game manager, but plays like a gunslinger. It's the wildest thing I've ever seen.
He gets out of the pocket. He's like, oh, here I go. Time for me to be the hero. And he throws a pick and he's like, wow, I can't make that throw. Me? I'm Aaron Rodgers. XOXO fan for life. $5. Tinker. Tomorrow is Thursday. Man, this dude's hilarious.
that's the best comment right there. That it is sure it. Is. That is absolutely. It.
All right, Jesse. Give me the keys to this game and predict the winner.
Okay, so we talked about it early on in the show. And one turnover. Like, Jimmy just has to not be absolutely horrific. If he can have one turnover or less, they win this game. Because that's been the recipe thus far. Just turn the ball one over or one time, and they win these games relatively easily. I mean, the Green Bay game was a little bit different, weather, whatever. But they won the Dallas game pretty easy with one turnover. They turned it over twice against the Rams. They still won that game. But if they turn the ball over one time, they're good to go. Because the 49ers defense is going to get the Rams to turn the ball over at least once and make it even. So that's it. I mean, the bar is very, very low. This is what it's come to, guys. $27 million quarterback. And I'm saying, just don't turn it over more than once and you're good to go. So for me, it's that simple. Just one turnover.
I don't even know if he can do that. So I'm going to say the Niners defense and special teams are going to need to force at least two turnovers. At least two. And would you consider a blocked field goal as a turnover? Is turnover on downs?
I would. Yes, of course.
So last week, the Niners forced three.
Yeah.
And they needed all three. Two wouldn't have been enough. I'm saying two will get it done this week, but they need two, not just one.
That's a good point.
Okay.
That's a very good point. I think this might have been the score in week 18, but I'm going to run it back. 27-24. I think the Rams, in good conditions, knowing this team as well as they do, I think that they'll be able to put up points. But I also think that there will be timely turnovers. I think in good conditions. Also, another thing that I didn't mention and why to be confident, the 49ers are the most well-rested they've been in weeks. They've had this gauntlet of road game, road game, road game. Last week was the worst because they had to go to Wisconsin cold weather and play in 6 days. Now they got a full extra day of rest. This is the most rested this team will be. They've got a full rocking crowd. It's going to feel like a home game to them. I think the 49ers win this game. It will be close, though, and the Rams will be able to put up more points than either Dallas or Green Bay, but I don't think that they can get over 25. I believe the Niners can, so I'm going to go 27-24.
That was my score last week. I'm not sure who I'm picking yet. I'll save that for Friday or Saturday, but
that's fine.
Jesse's got 27-24 Niners.
Yes, sir.
XOXO fan for life. Thank you. Or yes, Grant, grow a handlebar mustache. No, my wife wouldn't know about it. It's not going to happen. Should Kyle be considered coach of the year? He could be in the running.
The problem is with coach of the year is it's a regular season award. So all of these awards are regular season. If it was postseason included, then sure. Why not?
What about Andy Reid? No one really talks about the Chiefs because they started the season 3-4. I know the Niners were 3-5, but then they've lost one game since week 7. One game. So I don't know.
Niners are the two hottest teams, no question about it.
Jimmy G is like the good hand in Scary Movie 3.
Take my strong hand, child.
Oh,
you don't remember? He's like stirring the potatoes.
That is true. Chris Elliott, I wish you guys a good afternoon. I'm just checking in. I have no question, but go Niners. Hopefully we can win. Get this weekend, no mistake. Jimmy.
George, they're going
to
win,
man. George. Good to see you, George. Lance, Eli, and Mostert will do damage this year. Yeah, those three. Not to mention Mostert Debo.
Comes back,
Not Debo to too. Debo. After Thursday is Friday. Tinker, I love you, man. You're hilarious. Off topic, what allows a quarterback to throw a good deep ball? Is it natural talent or is it something that is learned?
I think it could be both. I mean, you have to have natural arm talent, but I think it can be taught from there. I really can.
Probably can be taught.
Yeah, I think it can be taught, but you have to have natural arm talent too.
I always see coaches trying to teach it with stationary targets. So put a bucket down the field.
No,
or whatever.
Like,
you're throwing to someone who's running. you're trying to lead a guy down the field, you should probably, it probably depends on working with the guy you're throwing to and getting a feel for his speed and knowing how far out you need to throw it. I'm just saying, like, if you're throwing deep to Cliff Branch in the 80s, it might be different than throwing deep to freaking Anquan Boldin now. I don't know.
It's a good question. Maybe I'll ask Coach McAvoy. That's a great question.
A couple more questions and then we're out. One turnover in the first half and we're good. No turnover second half, Niners, and Fireman Jimmy win. Thank you, Gary. Sounds good to me. Koba says, I need Jimmy Jesus to turn water into wine so I can drink after his holy picks this weekend to calm my anxiety. Hilarious. Thank you. Vrabel deserves Coach of the Year. Tinker. Vrabel is good. That's another one.
That's who I picked.
Probably only five quarterbacks that would handle 49ers offense better than Jimmy, and it's not Trey. He was insurance to cover Jimmy if he gets hurt. Right, because you get the way you acquire insurance is by trading all the first-round picks, not just one, all of them. Thank you for putting it in all caps so I understand. Usually when it's only in not caps, I don't get things. SF can bury LA for the next 10 years with this win. I don't know. LA's so good against the rest of the league, though. Every time they, like, lose the Niners, they bounce back and beat everyone else. It's weird. Are we out? I think we're out.
Are we out? Question mark.
Wow. I think that's the end. All right. Well, thank you very much for watching the show. We're going to try to sneak out before the next one comes in. It's a fun time. These shows are getting long. It's probably like 8 in the morning over in Tampa. I don't even know.
Hey, dude, I've got a call-in show to do still that I've now pushed back 30 minutes because y'all just bringing it. No, it's not your bad.
I'm sorry. Next time we will, because Vish has already told me, dude, we have to cap this as an hour.
Here's the thing. So. Here's the thing. I've got the time. I just was,
you say that, and then another one just came in. Tony says, pops to Kyle, 2 to 5 times Niners make the NFC title game. 2 to 5 times the starting quarterback is hurt. 1 out of 5 times starting quarterback is named Brian Hoyer.
There you go.
Yep. Guys. George says, all right, guys, I guess I do have a question. The Cheese, they are the hardest team to beat if we beat the Rams. What chances are to beat them? Good. Good chances. Oh, yeah,
I agree.
Marco says, I don't mind a risk taker when the wrists are 30 yards away. And it's a jump ball for a touchdown if that's an interception. So be it, Jimmy's wrist for 3 yards. Gains at best and worst. It's a pick six. Not worth it. I agree. I totally agree. It's a good distinction. Tell people.
Last Second Sports. Come over. Last Second Sports right now. Call in show. Tap in. Very easy. Grant, let's get out of here.
Debo chant at SoFi. I like to see it. See you guys. It's over. The show is over.